Okay, just do the narration.
It is 2 years after the Chinese Communist Revolution of 1949. So, I suppose it's 1951.
Oh, my stomach! Doctor! I need a doctor!
Quiet! It's my turn! Don't interrupt. Now, as I was saying, the communists control this particular region where the story takes place.
Done? Okay. Help! I need a doctor!
Wang! Fight it! You've got to do it for me! Quick! Fetch your brother, Dr. Tang!
Money. You need money. And we don't have money. So let me die. Just like Olan. I'm getting old. And have to die sometime. Why not now? He's losing it. He can't take much more. I say we leave him alone.
Let him die? That's barbaric! Maybe in Russia or Europe, but not in my house!
Speak clearly. Your house? Your house? Ha 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 ha! Not quite, honey! You aren't even related to Wang. He's my father. I'm his son. If anyone is to talk about running this house, it has to be me.
You're forgetting something, boy! This is as much my house now as it is yours! In fact, it's equally belonging to the poor fool! It belongs to the party now, not Wang's sons!
Enough, woman! I've had enough, badgering today. I got work to do.
Thank God for communism! As long as it deals with people like that beast, I don't mind sharing a house with half the village!
Where, Wang?
Right in here, good sir! Save him if you can, and may your children follow Mao, and your grandchildren follow Mao!
Alright.
Pear blossom, sir!
Doubly dame, but doubly girl!
That's so typical of men! I hate it! I hate them! Well, actually...
Stop your babbling and get in here!
Oh! Will he be alright?
Yes, he'll be fine. Just a little gas pain. He's all white now, so I better be going.
Oh,
thank you, Dr. Tang.
No fee!
No fee, Dove. This is socialism now. You mustn't play the government and keep its own workers alive. Now, good day.
Goodbye, Grand Sir, and thank you.
Don't thank me, thank Mao.
Oh, Wang, you made it!
My doll, my love, I need your strength.
Good night, Wang Lung, my friend!
It is approximately 3 weeks later. Wang Lung's strength is ebbing.
My soul wishes not to linger in this world. My body cannot continue many more days. Yet, my heart still yearns to stay with you in this house. Long ago...
Not another lecture, is it, friend?
I have not the energy to debate with you whether you should or shouldn't listen to me. It is your decision. Long ago, when my father and I toiled over our tiny plot of earth with our own two calloused hands, not once did we falter in our labor. Not once did we allow the land to be... Oh, I'm sorry. Some phlegm came up. Please, daughter. I hope it's not catching. Not once did we falter in our land. Not once did we allow... Oh! There, it's gone. Want me to continue, dear daughter? Don't cry. I'll be all right. Not once did we... Shut up, daughter. Not once did we falter in our labor. Not once did we allow the land to be neglected as it lies now, our very lives depending upon the land for food and status. When our crops grew well, we profited. We were able to buy an ox to pull a plow by. I know it's sad, daughter, but please do not cry. And still we had to dig and wade in the earth like swine, though we took a special pride in that. To us there was some phlegm. I'm sorry. Don't worry, daughter. I shall not perish until my time to perish is here. To us, there was nothing like the payoff for our hard season's labor. Eventually, when I got myself a wife, Olan, my work became a little less strenuous, but she helped me with most of the labor. And by this time, my father was unable to work. For the next few years, we went on through hardship after hardship and blessing after blessing. And soon, oh God, I'm dizzy. We were the wealthiest family in the city. That was hard work, and it paid off. Nowadays, though, no matter how hard you try and how many sacrifices you make, and if you're reading this or not, it doesn't matter. It says the same thing no matter if you read it forwards or backwards or you listen to this tape. You achieve nothing.
That's not true!
I'm sorry. I'll be all right.
You are helping the state, the country, the people.
Yes, the people. The people who sit on their butts all day in the store while I'm sweating in the field. I'm feeding the penniless slaves and beggars of the town, yes, but also I am feeding men like my uncle and his wife, the blubber butt of the earth, who did nothing but count the money I earned for their uses. They're all parasites. The system's a parasite, and I am the most unwilling host.
These people would take equal responsibility to work under socialism.
Sadly, Wang Lung died shortly afterwards. But not the actor. But not that actor. Hey, get out of here! Later! Anyways, the two elder brothers, elder and younger, forgetting about the new concept of communism, immediately began arguing over who was to acquire the property and leadership over the house of Wang. Younger, come here. We must talk. I must run this house. You will help me.
You stutter too much. Hold on there, paper boy. You stutter too much.
Newsflash! Wang Lung is still alive!
Oh my god!
Hold on there, papers boy. Who's to say you are the fit man to determine the ways of our harvests? You have no experience in grain sales. You have to pay ten silver for a pound of rice.
This just in. Wang Lung is still alive. He apparently kept himself alive by tangling his nose hairs with the radiator of the truck. Your reaction?
What color was the cat?
Hey, you! Settle down. No one in this state will run this house, and if you can...
You're blue.
Hey, you! Hey, leave you!
Leave my house, don't we? We'll settle this matter by ourselves without you or the darn state's interference.
I understand he's waiting for support and communism. All his life he's been a worker, never with wealth or responsibilities. He doesn't expect more, and he is satisfied with being equal to everyone else. But we who, by the way, are rapidly growing old, grew up most of our life on our father's success and mounting fortune. Communism lowered our individual wealth, so it's understandable that we resent this system.
Number one, no one talks like that in real life. And number two, well, you might be right. But the system isn't.
The system isn't suited for our past ways of life. I understand, but we have to learn to accept the change. Of course, there are many, many rich landowners who would have to give up their hard-earned positions due to the new system. And those landowners would definitely listen to a dumb team such as this, which would have such a poor portrayal of Chinese culture. But still, there are many times more poor people whose self-respects and maybe even lives have been saved by the same changes. It is a just system, though apparently unbeneficial to ourselves. Would you rather be robbed blind by bandits? It would risk our lives, our very lives, our incredibly very, very lives, or our very, very, that's an adverb, by the way, very, no, it's not, it's an adjective, or have our wealth shared among the needy as it is now. It is for a much better cause, period.
Ridiculous! You are sounding exactly like a communist sermon preacher. It is about time I heard one. Thank you. Exits. A little while later, Dong Wei and Zheng Du rung in.
Younger! It's settled. I convinced him.
See, he must have convinced his brother to let him be the so-called ruler of the house. Neither one of them follows the system. They're both traitorless.
No way. I explained to my brother that.
Air whiz or yolder other.
In his room. Don't harm me. I'm a frail old man.
50's not frail, child. My grandfather is 94 and he is still fighting in the army.
I guess he's nationalist.
Yes, of course. Twit. Wait here. I-O-Y. Etgor. Other. Enters the elder's room, dragging out elder. Come with me! ! All three follow him outside.
End of bracket.
From her room, Pear Blossom hears two gunshots, a desperate yell, and then another gunshot. She rushes out to find the dead bodies of Deng and her two brothers, with Zheng standing over them holding a gun. She screams. There's a fourth gunshot.
The final end.
Oh, shut up!
This
is
for
people,
namely
my
father,
who
either
have
not
read
the
book
and
are
not
familiar
with
the
Chinese
Communist
Revolution,
comma,
or
just
don't
get
the
preceding
story,
period,
even
if
you
are
completely
familiar
with
communist China
and
my
writing
style,
comma,
you
might
want
to
read
this.
Scene
1,
colon.
House call.
Started
with
Wang.
Wang Lung.
Feeling
he
needed
a
doctor.
Period.
While
the
lord
of
the
house
lay
on
his
supposed
death
bed,
Dr.
Pear
Blossom
and
the
younger
brother
debate
about
Katie's
topic.
The
doctor
comes
finally.
Accountants
stops
Wang
and
Lungless
and declares that Wang Lung is going to be okay.
Period.
Scene 2. Recounted.
If
that's
a
word
contains
the
most
expressive
period
part of the play, Wang Lung tale of childhood
hard
work
and
criticism
of
the
communist
system.
Period.
The
third
and
final
scene,
comma,
living
Lungless
is
probably
possibly
the
most
important.
First,
the
brothers
started
arguing
about
after
Wang
dies
lies
about
who's
to rule the house. Gradually, the discussion turns on
one-sided.
The
younger
brother
analyzes
the positive
sides
of
communism.
While
the
elder
just agrees.
The
two
are
mistaken
for
nationalists
and
leader
Dong Zhu.
Dong Zhu.
Together. In truth, I got bored
and
killed
them
off.
But
it adds
a
touch
of
realism to
the
story. That was sad.
That was pathetic.
That was my play.
Yeah.
It was chewed up and spit out. We're gonna take a break.